This Alaska Day, reenactors in Sitka will don period gowns and military uniform to watch as the Russian flag is lowered and the American flag is raised atop the historic Castle Hill.
General Rousseau replied, "We now stand on American soil."
This is a recording of the annual reenactment of the transfer ceremony from a few years ago, which typically draws a big crowd after the downtown parade and pie sale. But a history this complex has many sides. The land upon which Castle Hill sits was taken by colonial force from the Kiksati, a clan of the Tlingit people. And this weekend, some of their descendants gathered there to voice the feelings of loss and trauma that Alaska Day brings. Dionne Brady Howard is a teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School.
October 18th, 1867 marks the day that we lost our land. And we're gathering here today where we were allowed to be on that day in 1867, which was not up there.
Not up there, meaning up the stone steps to the grassy lawn of Castle Hill, which is why Brady Howard stands among the trees at the bottom. She carries a drum and leads the group in a traditional song of sorrowing. It tells the story of a woman who lost her child when the canoe he was sleeping in drifted away and had no uncles to comfort her. They died in battle with the Russians.
The song tells our history with the Russians as well.
Kind of felt like, okay, it's been 150 years, this should be fine. And then toward the end of our sorrowing song, it was tough. The effect of it still being with us causes it to weigh really heavily on my heart because I see so many of our people still suffering.
Brady Howard is talking not only about a loss of land, but of the cultural and political disenfranchisement that contact would bring. The Treaty of Cession offered American citizenship to all inhabitants of the territory with, quote, the exception of uncivilized native tribes. As a teacher, she sees daily impacts of that history in her students.
I asked one class of mine the other day how many of them spoke Yupik fluently. There were three. And when I was a student at Mount Edgecombe just 27 years ago, it would have been the reverse. And that's the amount of degradation we've seen in the presence of our native languages in one generation.
Brady Howard is surrounded by a dozen others, some in regalia carrying sacred objects. The transfer ceremony has never included the formal presence of Tlingit people. Last year, a woman came to Castle Hill with a sign thanking her ancestors, and a member of the Alaska Day Committee told her it was disruptive. Zlata Lund wants this year's ceremony to be different.
We know our history. We had mixed feelings, but we want the future to be better, inclusive for all. This year is the special year.
Lund is backstage at a variety show later that evening. She wears a sparkling red headdress called a kokoshnik and is about to perform on the guitar. The director of the Russian-American Colony Singers flew down from Anchorage for the commemoration and suggested that Brady Howard and the Kiksati join the transfer ceremony this year. The local Alaska Day Committee has also reached out to tribal citizens to participate, but nothing official has been confirmed. As someone who studies Russian history, Lund is sympathetic to the idea that this day isn't celebratory for everyone.
Russian people who lived in Sitka and considered it their home, they also didn't know what was happening exactly. Some of them were crying. So it was a deal. It was a treaty. But we are living today together, so we should change that historical moment.
If the transfer was an opening sentence for an American Alaska, one of dispossession and exclusion, Lund thinks modern people have a chance to write the next chapter. Meanwhile, as the transfer ceremony on Castle Hill nears, Brady Howard is torn about whether to attend at all.
I hate to say it, it's 3 days away and I still don't know. And so I've asked my mom, she's also very active with our clan, and she didn't know either.
Brady Howard pulls her robe more tightly around her shoulders, were taking shelter from the rain.
And I'm that Alaska history teacher who lives and works in Sitka and who's still never been to a transfer ceremony on principle. And I'm just not sure that this is the year.
The lead up to Alaska Day has been a long, intricate drumroll for Sitka, which hosted a Klan conference, a sesquicentennial speaker series, and countless art exhibitions and shows. But when the American flag is raised 150 years to the day and the guns fire, Sitkans will have to decide for themselves how they feel and what it all means. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.